We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the wake-up call on SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. And speaking of number ones, here's a gentleman who just got one, Chris Jansen. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
What's up? How are you?
Doing great. First and foremost, let's start with the most important thing in your life. Your family, has Kelly and the kids?
Thank you for asking, and you're correct on that. They're doing great. They're fantastic, and everybody is healthy and doing good.
Oh, that is awesome. In this crazy pandemic world, how are you filling your time?
You know what? Actually spending quality family time, and not just the kind to where, hey, everybody, get on the plane, we're going to a show, it's, you know, it's what we do, and blah, blah, blah. No, it's like we've like really been spending family time together, which has been fantastic, and something that I just really cherish, so it's actually been a big silver lining.
Well, as fans, we've been missing you. We get to see you on Instagram, but we don't get to see you on, like, TV shows. I remember you did bring your song Good Vibes to Ellen, and Ellen is definitely in the headlines. What was your experience when you were on Ellen's show?
Well, thanks for asking. Well, it was great. And this is a catch-22 with the answer here, and that's not the one you're looking for, but I didn't meet Ellen. She wasn't there that day. She had a guest host. So, yeah, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a really nice guy, a pretty prominent actor. Nice guy, nonetheless, but it was fine. You know, the thing about doing television shows is most people think that you're probably there all day or it's like this huge thing, but you really just roll up right about showtime, and you don't really see people. You don't really, like, hang out, and it's not really a big talky, hangy-outy thing. You just go in and do a little sound check, line check, sometimes not even that, and sit in a green room for 5-10 minutes, and then you go out and you play, and when you're done, it's like, you know, it's just like any production. It's like the on-air talent or stars or whoever it may be, they're not around. It's like, it's just some nice crew stage hands, and they're pulling the stuff off, and you just walk out the back of the building and leave. So that was pretty much, in a nutshell, my whole experience there.
That's right. Here's your bottle of water, do your thing, and head out the door.
No, literally, I mean, it's just that simple, and that goes,
yeah.
You know, we've played a lot of those shows, and I don't care if it's that one or Fallon or whatever. They're all the same in the regard that, you know, it's just work, and it's all television. So you're seeing a totally different thing than what I'm seeing, you know.
I got to say, for all of us at the Wake Up Call, congratulations on a number one hit with Dunn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, it's a huge blessing, and we are so grateful for it. You know, we really are. It's been a great, fun thing to watch and frankly to kind of cling to during this weird time, you know, which kind of threw our life up in a tailspin. So we really appreciate it, and I thank you guys for the support on that.
It looks like you did take the most important thing in your life and make it a part of the video for Dunn too, your family.
Oh yeah, you know, that's the most important part. I mean, honestly, that's all you got at the end of the day, so everything else is so fickle, you know, and time is so sweet, and our lives are so short, you know. We're not here forever, so yeah, you might as well just try to make the absolute best of it while you can. And I'm a real guy, and my songs are real, you know. And so I couldn't imagine putting another girl in a video. Like, my wife is my wife, is my best friend. She's super hot, and, like, I just wouldn't do that. So on top of that, I also wouldn't want to put fake kids in the video. Like, that's not real. So, you know, people want they expect real from me because that's what it is, and that's the only thing I'd ever give them. I wouldn't do it if I couldn't do it with my family. You know, I had a talk with my record label president a few weeks ago on the phone, and he's like, you know, the first time you met me, I asked what would it get you to do to sign at Warner Brothers, and I told him straight up, and he reminded me of this. I said, hey, you know, we got this hit, Buy Me a Boat. Before I sign, you know, to any label, I need you to know three things. My wife is my manager, my best friend, and we work together, and that's it. Number two, my family comes first, period. And number three, I write my own songs, period. Non-negotiable. And that was it. So, like, that's how I found a great record label home, you know?
Hold on, I'm taking notes. How to be the husband and father of the year. Chris Jansen, the latest single, Done. The latest number one single is Done. We can't thank you enough for joining us on the phone. We can't wait to see you in person.
Yeah.
Well, the feeling is very mutual. I promise you that. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. And I look forward to being out there with you guys and enjoying some of that beautiful weather and just seeing the great folks. You know, like, I can't wait for the blanket, so to speak, to lift up and the curtain to rise and to get back into that, because I frankly feel like people need it, and they're, you know, I've always said that positivity breeds more positivity, and the more I get on stage, the more I'm able to do that in a big way. So in the meantime, thanks for listening to my songs on the radio, and thank you guys for playing them. But when I play them live, there's a whole other experience, as you know, and it's therapeutic almost. It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic for me, so I imagine it's therapeutic for others.
Well, let's get some therapy. Coming up, we're going to play Done by Chris Jansen. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.